In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to the second episode of this silsila, in which we look into the explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In this silsila, we've chosen to delve into this beautiful collection of statements of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and to understand what lessons, what teachings, what guidance these ahadith, these blessed words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as collected by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, have for us. In the previous episode, we discussed the importance and the concept of the hadith, and how the hadith is indispensable in us attaining guidance as Muslims, as believers, in order to attain success and in order to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn how Allah Almighty has emphasized the importance of obeying and following His beloved alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran, which can be only done through learning and understanding the hadith, the practical life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We also learn that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the practical implementation of the theory of the Quran. So in order to understand that practical implementation, we must study and understand the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be continuing from where we left off and talking about the blessings and the rewards that are in store for those who study and understand and teach the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And we'll also be going on to discuss the importance and the concept of 40 hadith, the Arba'een. Why 40? Where did this concept arise from? Have scholars in the past compiled collections of 40 hadith? All of these questions will be answered in today's episode, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Before moving on with today's topic, I'll share with you a blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's mentioned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin khamsina marra." Whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 50 times in a day, "Safahtuhu yawm al-qiyamah," I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Views of Madani Shan, studying the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, memorizing the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, passing these ahadith on to others, teaching the hadith, these are all incredible honors and incredible privileges and incredible blessings bestowed upon us by Allah Almighty. Can you imagine performing such an action which leads to you getting dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? Dua of the most beloved of Allah. Dua of that blessed individual whose dua is always answered. Dua of the mahbub, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua of the individual from amongst all of creation who is closest to the court of Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a dua. In a hadith, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam gave a dua in particular for those who involve themselves with the study, the memorization, the conveyance of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he alayhi salatu wasalam say? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Naddara Allahu imra'an sami'a maqalati fawa'aha fa'addaha kama sami'aha." May Allah Almighty keep him fresh. May Allah Almighty keep him radiant, who hears my speech and memorizes it and passes it on just as he heard it. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet ﷺ is making dua for that person to be kept fresh, to be kept happy, to be kept radiant. Which person? The person who memorizes the speech of the beloved Prophet ﷺ after having heard it and then passes it on just as he heard it without changing it. Subhanallah. Imagine the life of the one who the beloved Prophet ﷺ has made dua for Allah to keep him happy and radiant and fresh. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said regarding the importance of the hadith and the importance of conveying the hadith. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, لِيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبَ, that he who is present amongst you must convey to he who is absent. So after saying many statements of hadith to the companions alayhim ridwan, to the sahaba, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, لِيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبَ, that the one who is present from amongst you, who is hearing my hadith, who is hearing my speech, must convey this knowledge, must convey these hadith, must convey these statements to the one who is not present. And the hadith itself, this is the light by means of which we understand the Book of Allah. Because the Book of Allah Almighty, the Kitabullah, the revelation of Allah Almighty, this has been sent to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not possible to read a book without light. If somebody wants to study a book and the light is turned off and a person is in pitch black, pitch darkness, in that state of darkness, the person cannot gain benefit from that book. To understand what is in that book, a person needs light. The light has to be on, there has to be a source of light so that that light falls on the book and the person can read and study and understand and act upon whatever that book is saying. With regards to the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Ma'idah states, قَدْ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. Indeed, a light from Allah has come to you and a clear book. Explaining this particular verse, Mufti Ahmed Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that without light, a book offers no benefit. Likewise, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the light from Allah referred to in this ayah. Allah Almighty says that indeed, a light from Allah and a clear book has come to you. The clear book is the Quran and the light is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as a book offers no benefit without light, similarly, in order to attain full benefit from the Holy Quran, we need the explanation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was sent as a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shed light on the Book of Allah and explain it for us. And we find these explanations in the hadith. And by studying the hadith, we can gain the blessings and the nur, a portion of the nur and the blessings and the light of the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So, what is the concept of 40 hadith? Why did Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, from all of the hundreds and thousands and millions of hadith out there, select 40? Why the number 40? Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, in the introduction to his book himself, answers this question, and he narrates a hadith with different wordings from different sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, different companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that it has been narrated to us, عن علي بن أبي طالب وعبد الله بن مسعود ومعاذ بن جبل وأبي الدرداء وابن عمر وابن عباس وأنس بن مالك وأبي هريرة وأبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. It has been narrated from all of these Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, سيدنا علي, سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود, سيدنا معاذ بن جبل, سيدنا أبو الدرداء, سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. From these 9 Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, it has been narrated from many different pathways, many different chains, and different narrations, different wordings. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do all of these Sahaba narrate? They narrate, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqal, that indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حفظ على أمتي 40 حديثا من أمر دينها. Whoever preserves for my nation 40 hadith from the matter of the deen of the nation, the religion of the nation, what is the reward for that person? The person is بَعْثَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي زُمْرَةِ الْفُقَهَاءِ وَالْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah Almighty will raise that person amongst the group of the ulama, the scholars, and the fuqaha, the jurists, on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. وفي روايةٍ, and in one narration, it mentions that the person who preserves for the sake of the ummah 40 ahadith from the matter of deen, the reward for that person is بَعْثَهُ اللَّهُ فَقِيهًا عَلِمًا. Allah Almighty will raise that person on the Day of Judgment as a faqih, as a jurist, and as a scholar. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ أَبِي دَرْدَى. And in the narration of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, additional wording is found that the beloved Prophet ﷺ also said for such a person, وَكُنْتُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَافِعًا وَشَهِيدًا. And I, the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be an intercessor and a witness for him on the Day of Judgment. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ. And in the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, it states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قِيلَ لَهُ أُدْخُلْ مِنْ أَيِّ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شِئْتَ. It will be said to such a person, enter from whichever door of paradise you wish. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ. And in the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, it states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُتِبَ فِي زُمْرَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَحُشِرَ فِي زُمْرَةِ الشُّهَدَاءِ. That person will be written in the group of the scholars and he will be raised in the group of the martyrs. Subhanallah. So this hadith, as quoted by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah in the introduction to his Arba'in, to his 40 hadith, this unravels and clarifies for us the importance and the concept of the 40 hadith. That the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught that whoever preserves 40 ahadith for the sake of the ummah from the matters of the deen of the ummah, then the reward for that person is that Allah Almighty will raise that person with the scholars and the jurists on the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty will raise him as a scholar, as a jurist. He will be told, enter into whichever door of paradise you wish. So in this narration, the words were مَنْ حَفِظَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. Whoever preserves for my nation 40 hadith, and 40 hadith, 40 narrations. What does it mean by preserving 40 narrations? The scholars of hadith, the muhaddithun, those who commentate and explain the hadith, they have mentioned that this hadith means memorizing 40 hadith and reading them to the people, or publishing and distributing the 40 hadith, translating a collection of 40 hadith, writing a commentary on 40 hadith for people to understand. All of these activities come under the protection and the preservation of 40 hadith, which is mentioned in the narration as quoted by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. So after mentioning this narration, Imam al-Nawawi in his introduction, he states, وَقَدْ صَنَّفَ الْعُلَمَاءُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ مَا لَا يُحْصَى مِنَ الْمُصَنَّفَاتِ. He says that the scholars, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, in the matter of collecting 40 ahadith, have compiled a countless number of works, a countless number of books. And he says, فَأَوَّلُ مَنْ عَلِمْتُهُ. He says that the first of those who I know, صَنَّفَ فِيهِ, who wrote in this particular topic of 40 hadith, is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu anhu is one of the first, according to Imam Nawawi, the first that he is aware of, who wrote in this topic of collecting 40 hadith together. And then he lists the names of many scholars, Muhammad bin Aslam al-Tusi, Al-Alim al-Rabbani, then he says Al-Hasan bin Sufyan al-Nasai, Abu Bakr al-Ajurri, Al-Darqutni, Al-Hakim, Abu Nu'aym, Abu Abdul Rahman al-Sulami. Many, many scholars who in their own times collected narrations of 40 ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, min al-mutaqaddimin wal-mutaakhirin, from the early generations and the latter scholars. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, وقد استخرت الله تعالى في جمع 40 حديثا اقتداء بهؤلاء الأئمة الأعلام وحفاظ الإسلام. He says, I sought goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did istikhara, sought goodness from Allah Almighty in the matter of compiling and gathering together 40 ahadith to follow these great imams and to follow these great personalities, these great scholars of Islam. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then he says, ثُمَّ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ مَنْ جَمَعَ الْأَرْبَعِينَ فِي أُصُولِ الدِّينِ. From the scholars were those who gathered 40 hadith about the principles of deen. وَبَعْدُهُمْ فِي الْفُرُوعِ وَبَعْدُهُمْ فِي الْجِهَادِ وَبَعْدُهُمْ فِي الزُّهْدِ وَبَعْدُهُمْ فِي الْآدَابِ وَبَعْدُهُمْ فِي الْخُطَبِ. He mentions that some of the scholars, when they gathered 40 hadith, they gathered 40 hadith about the principles of deen. Some gathered 40 hadith on the peripheral aspects of the deen. Some gathered 40 hadith about the concept of jihad. Some gathered 40 hadith on the topic of zuhud, of refraining from worldly desires, on asceticism from the world. Some gathered 40 hadith in adab, in etiquettes and manners. And some gathered 40 hadith on speeches, khutbas. And then he says, وَكُلُّهَا, and all of these are مَقَاصِدَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ. He says that all of these are righteous purposes. All of these are good. And when we look into the history of Islam, we find that there are many, many scholars who gathered together 40 ahadith and published them in order to act upon the hadith of preserving and protecting 40 ahadith to gain the blessing of being raised with the scholars and the fuqaha, the jurists, on the Day of Judgment. To the extent that some scholars have even compiled works compiling the list of those scholars who wrote books on 40 hadith. Imam Ibn Kamal Pasha, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote a book called Al-Arba'iniyat. In this book, he listed the names of all of the scholars who have ever written a book on 40 hadith. And when we look into the list of the scholars who have written on 40 hadith, we find some of the greatest names in the history of Islam. For example, Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He wrote a book called Al-Arba'in Fi Usul al-Din, 40 ahadith on the matter of tasawwuf, 40 ahadith in the principles of deen. So in this collection of 40 ahadith, he summarized his Ihya'u Ulum al-Din, and he divided this into different sections. The book Ihya'u Ulum al-Din is divided into four parts, and each part is divided into 10 sections. So four major divisions and 10 in each. 4 times 10 is 40. This all added up to make 40 principles. So these 40 principles, Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah collected 40 narrations, 40 statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to act upon the hadith of collecting 40 narrations, preserving 40 narrations. It's mentioned that there was a book written, Kitab al-Arba'in fi Irshad al-Sa'irin ila Manazil al-Muttaqin, the guidance for those who are traveling to the high ranks of the righteous and the pious. This was written by Imam al-Hamdani, also in the subject of tasawwuf, of spirituality. Al-Imam ibn Asakir wrote a book called Al-Arba'un fil Hathi ala al-Jihad, 40 hadith upon encouraging for jihad. Imam ibn Asakir also wrote another collection of 40 hadith, which was entitled Kitab al-Arba'in fi Manaqibi Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the 40 narrations, 40 hadith in the virtues of the mothers of the believers, i.e. the 40 narrations which explain the virtues and the blessings and the rank and the status of the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mothers of the believers. Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote a book entitled Kitab al-Arba'in fi Tashih al-Mu'amala, the 40 ahadith in rectifying one's affairs. And Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri wrote this collection of 40 hadith in the subject of tasawwuf. Al-Imam Abdul Rahman al-Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the great Shafi'i scholar, he wrote a book entitled Al-Arba'una Hadithan min Riwayati Malik al-Nafi' an Ibn Umar. He compiled 40 hadith from the narration of Imam Malik, from Sayyidina Nafi', from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, back to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he compiled 40 such narrations, which were heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, passed down from him to Sayyidina Nafi', passed down from Sayyidina Nafi' to Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. Imam Suyuti collected 40 such ahadith in a particular collection. And that wasn't the only collection of 40 ahadith by Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He also collected a book, collected 40 ahadith in a book. Al-Arba'una hadithan fi qawa'id min al-ahkam al-shari'iyyati wa fada'il al-a'mali wa zuhd. He collected 40 ahadith in the principles of shari'i rulings, rulings of Islam, and the virtues of actions and asceticism. Imam Mullah Ali Al-Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is one of those scholars who collected the most compilations of 40 hadith. He didn't just compile 40 hadith and leave it at that. He compiled 40 hadith on multiple occasions, on multiple topics. Imam Mullah Ali Al-Qari, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Hanafi muhaddith, he wrote one book entitled Kitab al-Ahadith al-Qudsi al-Arba'iniya, the book of the 40 hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi are those hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Almighty said, but it's not part of Quran. Those ahadith are known as hadith Qudsi. And Imamullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, he actually collected 40 narrations in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Almighty said something. Furthermore, the same Imam, Imam Mullah Ali Al-Qari rahimahullah, he collected one book of 40 hadith on the comprehensiveness and the clear speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He collected 40 narrations, 40 ahadith, and he entitled those 40 narrations Raf'ul Juna wa Khaftul Jana bi Arba'ina Hadithan fi Nikah. He collected 40 hadith on the topic of marriage, on the topic of nikah. He also collected another book, another compilation of 40 hadith, and he entitled it Faydul Mu'in ala Jam'il Arba'in fi Fadl al-Qur'an al-Mubin. He collected 40 narrations on the fada'il, on the virtues of the clear Qur'an, the virtues of reciting the Qur'an and the blessings of the Qur'an. So, just Imamullah Ali Al-Qari, he collected at least four different compilations of 40 hadith. Enthusiasm and passion to act upon the hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encouraging the collection and the compilation and the preservation of 40 hadith. Furthermore, Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani radiyallahu anhu, the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, the author of Fathul Bari, he narrated 40 hadiths from 40 companions through 40 shuyukh, and he compiled these, and this collection of 40 hadith is published. Imam Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the great scholar, the great Sufi, the great saint, he also collected a compilation of 40 hadith. Al-Imam Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he also collected a narration of 40 hadith. There was also a collection of 40 hadith compiled of those narrations which talk about the duty of loving the Ahlul Bayt, loving the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was collected by Imam Muhammad ibn Ja'far al-Kattani rahimahullah ta'ala. He collected 40 hadith about loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Eid also collected narrations, 40 hadith. And another narration, another particular book compiled on this subject of 40 hadith is the book called Al-Arba'un Al-Kilaniya. This was the book compiled, subhanAllah, amazingly, compiled by the blessed son of none other than Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiallahu anhu, Al-Ghawth Al-A'zam, Sayyid Al-Awliya, the King of Saints. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiallahu anhu, his son, Al-Imam Abdul Razzaq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Abdul Razzaq, the son of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiallahu anhu, he also collected a compilation of 40 hadith. Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, he compiled a collection of 40 hadith. Imam Fakhruddin Al-Razi rahimahullah, he compiled Al-Arba'in fi Usul al-Din, 40 narrations on the subject of Aqidah. And as we go through the generations, in more modern times, Al-Imam Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabahani rahimahullah ta'ala, he compiled a collection of Al-Ahadith al-Arba'in fi Fada'ili Sayyid al-Mursaleen, 40 ahadith in the virtues of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. 40 narrations in which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned his own virtues and his rank and his status. He also collected 40 ahadith. Imam Nabahani rahmatullah alayh collected 40 ahadith on the obligation to obey the Khalifa. Imam Nabahani rahimahullah also collected 40 hadith on the virtues of Makkatul Mukarrama, the blessed city of Mecca. And also, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Dinu Millat, our great Imam, our leader, Sayyidi Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi wa rahmatul rahman, he collected compilations of 40 hadith too. In one narration, in one particular compilation, one risala, which can be found in his Fatawa, Al-Fatawa Ridawiya, by the title of Isma'ul Arba'in Fi Shafa'ati Sayyid al-Mursaleen. He collected 40 ahadith regarding the intercession, the shafa'ah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, in his famous work, Al-Zubdatu al-Zakiyya Litahreemi Sajdat al-Tahiyya, in which he ruled that performing sajda of respect, of honor, to anyone other than Allah Almighty is haram, is forbidden. He compiled 40 ahadith to prove this particular ruling. Another collection of 40 hadith by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu. Mufti Ahmed Al-Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi collected 40 hadith regarding the authority and the power of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by the name of Sultanatul Mustafa, the kingdom of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Faqih Azam, the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat, Alama Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif Kotlawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he collected 40 ahadith which prove the ahkam, the actions of the Ahnaf, the Hanafis, the Hanafi prayer and the Hanafi acts of worship. Those ahadith through which these things are proved, he collected those and compiled them in a collection known as Arba'in Hanafiyya. And our very own Shaykh Tariqat, our inspiration, the beating of our hearts, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Bani Dawat Islami, Hazrat Alama Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dawat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami and Madani Channel, he also has compiled a collection of 40 hadith. In which subject, on which topic? Subhanallah. Amir Ahl Sunnat Dawat Barakatum Al Aliyah is the reviver of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our times. And Amir Ahl Sunnat has revived the love of Medina, the love of Durood Sharif, the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in today's day and age. So when the time came for Amir Ahl Sunnat to compile 40 narrations, 40 ahadith on one subject, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah compiled 40 ahadith on the subject of Durood Sharif, on the subject of the virtues of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he entitled it Ziyae Durood Salam, the light or the radiance of Durood and Salam, peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at the beginning of the work, Amir Ahl Sunnah relates the hadith, من حفظ على أمتي 40 حديثا من أمر دينها بعثه الله فقيها. That whoever preserves for the Ummah 40 narrations from the matter of the deen, Allah Almighty will raise that person as a faqih. بعثه الله فقيها. Allah Almighty will raise that person as a jurist, as a scholar. وكنت له يوم القيامة شافعا وشهيدا. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I will be an intercessor and a witness for him on the Day of Judgment. And then he quotes, Amir Ahl Sunnah quotes from Miqatul Mufatih, from the scholars of hadith who have explained the meaning of this hadith, that what is meant here by hifz, by preservation, is transmitting 40 ahadith to the Muslims even if they're not memorized. And then Amir Ahl Sunnah says that in order to take blessings from this virtue and to act upon this hadith, Amir Ahl Sunnah has gathered together 40 narrations, 40 ahadith regarding sending peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This work has been translated into the English language and into the Arabic language as well, and is available on the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net, and also in Maktabatul Medina, the official bookstore of Dawat Islami. So all of these scholars throughout the ages, from the earliest generations until today, have been acting upon this hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in order to gain the blessings of the 40 hadith, and they have compiled 40 hadith on many different topics. So Imam An-Nawawi, he indicates towards some of these after narrating the hadith on the virtue of compiling 40 narrations, and then he says that قَدْ رَأَيْتُ جَمْعَ أَرْبَعِينَ أَهَمَّ مِنْ هَذَا كُلِّهِ. He says my opinion was, my desire was, to gather together 40 ahadith which are more important than all of the ones that he's listed. وَهِيَ أَرْبَعُونَ حَدِيثًا مُشْتَمِلَةً عَلَى جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. And he would compile 40 hadith which comprise of all of those things, comprise of the usul, comprise of the furu', comprise of the principles of deen, comprise upon aqidah, comprise of a'mal, of actions, comprise upon zuhud, of asceticism, removing the desires of the world from our hearts, on all of these topics. And he says, وَكُلُّ حَدِيثٍ مِنْهَا قَاعِدَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ مِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الدِّينِ. He says that every single hadith that I have compiled in this collection of 40 is an incredible, a huge principle and a rule from the rules of the deen. قَدْ وَصَفَهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ بِأَنَّ مَدَارَ الْإِسْلَامِ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ هُوَ نِصْفُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ ثُلُثُهُ أَوْ نَحْوُ ذَلِكَ. And all of these narrations have been described by the ulama as being the very focus and pivot of Islam. Or some of those narrations that he's collected have been described as being half of Islam, or one third of Islam, or similar to that. So Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he collected 40 ahadith that summarize all ahadith. Other scholars combined 40 ahadith on different topics: fiqh, rulings, a'mal, jihad, etc., etc. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, decided to collect 40 ahadith that cover all areas of religion. That if somebody studies, learns, understands, reflects upon, he gains a summary of all of the millions of hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These 40 hadith that, when understood in their context with their commentary, form a basic understanding of Islam. And he chose those ahadith which might be short in words but have a great meaning behind them, what are known as jawami'ul kalim. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said himself, the words in Sahih Muslim are, أُعْطِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ. I was given, I was bestowed with the conciseness of words, جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ. And in Sahih Bukhari the wording is, بُعِثْتُ بِجَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ. I was sent with جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, with conciseness of speech, with comprehensive speech. جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ means that the words of the sentence might be few, but the oceans of meaning behind the words are huge. This was a gift that Allah Almighty gave to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are just a few words, just short statements of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been explained. The knowledge, the wisdom, the oceans of knowledge and wisdom behind those short words have been explained in hundreds and thousands of pages and books and volumes by the scholars of Islam over many, many centuries. This is the concept of Jawami'ul Kalim. And Imam Nawawi has selected those ahadith which fall into Jawami'ul Kalim, which might be short in their wording, short in their size, but in terms of their meaning, in terms of their depth, in terms of their wisdom, those ahadith contain an ocean of knowledge. So Imam Nawawi, he mentions, ثُمَّ أَلْتَزِمُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ أَن تَكُونَ صَحِيحَةً. He says, then I necessitated upon myself that the 40 hadith that I would collect would be authentic, would be sahih. There would be no doubt in the authenticity or their chains of transmission back to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمُعَظَّمُهَا فِي صَحِيحَيِ الْبُخَارِيِّ وَمُسْلِمٍ. And the majority of these 40 are from the two most authentic collections of hadith, the sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and the sahih of Imam Muslim. Imam al-Nawawi chose those as his source, meaning he extracted and compiled those ahadith which are found in the sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and the sahih of Imam Muslim, so there would be no doubt about their authenticity. وَيَنْبَغِي لِكُلِّ رَاغِبٍ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَنْ يَعْرِفَ هَذِهِ الْأَحَدِيثَ. And Imam al-Nawawi is saying that he chose those ahadith that it is necessary, it is appropriate, for everybody who has desire for the hereafter should know these 40 hadith, should be aware of these 40 hadith. لِمَا اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُهِمَّاتِ وَاحْتَوَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ التَّنْبِيهِ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الطَّاعَاتِ وَذَلِكَ ظَاهِرٌ لِمَنْ تَدَبَّرُهُ. He says, due to that which the important matters that these 40 hadith comprise upon, and due to the indication towards all ta'at, all means of obedience of Allah Almighty that can be found within these 40 hadith. And he says that the importance of these 40 hadith the amount of knowledge that they consist of, the fact that anybody who has a desire for the Akhirah should definitely know what these 40 hadith are and be aware of them and their teachings. This fact can be understood by reflecting upon the ahadith themselves. So inshallah, when we go through the ahadith, we can remind ourselves of Imam Nawawi's introduction. He's introducing this collection by saying that every single hadith is a principle from the principles of Islam. Every single hadith is a hadith which is a summary of the teachings of Islam. Every single hadith, when this collection of 40 hadith is put together, it's a summary of deen. And when these 40 hadith are put together, they consist upon the most important matters of our religion. Important matters which every single individual who has desire for success in the hereafter must pay attention to and act upon. Insha'Allah, when we reflect upon these ahadith, we will see how true these words of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah were. This brings us to the end of the discussion on the concept of 40 hadith and the introduction to the collection of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. In today's episode of this series, explaining the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, we talked about the concept of 40 hadith and how this is founded within the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rewards for the person who preserves 40 hadith for the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, 40 narrations from the matter of the deen, the rewards for that person are that he will be raised amongst the scholars and the fuqaha, the jurists, on the day of judgment. He will be raised amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will become an intercessor for him and a witness for him on the day of judgment. Furthermore, the person will be told and given the permission to enter into whichever door of paradise he wishes. Based on this, throughout the generations, scholars of Islam, in the earliest of generations, up until our own time, scholars have busied themselves in compiling 40 hadith on various different topics, various different disciplines, various different fields. And Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he compiled 40 hadith which would form a summary of the whole religion of Islam. 40 hadith which would comprise upon the most important teachings of the religion. Insha'Allah Azawajal, in our next episode, before looking at the first hadith from the Arba'een, the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi, we'll be looking at the biography of Imam Nawawi. Who was Imam Nawawi? What is his status? What is his rank in the eyes of other ulama of the ummah? And inshallah, by taking this glimpse into the life of Imam Nawawi, we'll gain inspiration for ourselves. Insha'Allah Azawajal, will gain mercy from Allah Almighty by mentioning the lives of the pious. And inshallah, this will increase in our hearts the importance for the collection, the book that we are going to study, the book that we are going to gain blessings from and knowledge from by understanding the greatness of its author. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with the light of hadith. Ameen. Bijahil Nabi Al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith.